I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey there, and welcome back to Amazing FBA. Good to see you and good to listen to you if you are listening in the car or whilst washing up, or if you're watching whilst, if you're watching whilst driving, stop. That's naughty. Don't do that. If you're watching whilst relaxing on your lunch break, whatever it is you're doing, welcome back to the show. So today, this is continuing the conversation about how to find the magic product, okay, the magic formula. I'm joking, of course, because one of the things I've said to you recently is there is no magic formula. So please don't follow one that pretends to be magic formula, because if it is something that everyone else is hearing, all that's going to happen is you'll have a hell of a lot of people competing with the very similar looking products. And guess what happens then? The pay-per-click cost goes up, 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 and the price that you sell goes down and your profit disappears. Okay, so that is the number one thing I've got to remind you about. So today we are talking about demand. I have a couple of things that I want to look at when I look at an overall market. And let's take the market for silicon spatulas for the sake of argument, for tradition's sake, really. So if you trained with ASM, by the way, you'll be very familiar with the old silicon spatula thing. So if you did, commiserations, I'm getting over it now myself as well. So if you, for example, put silicon spatula in and you use a tool like Jungle Scout, which is my go-to tool, there are others as well, but something like that, don't just try and do it manually. If you're going to do 50, 60, 70 products and you will need to dig through some decent numbers, don't drive yourself nuts, get the tool and move on. You know, it's going to cost you what the Jungle Scout Chrome extension, I think, costs you like $50, $60 or something like that now. It's not a huge amount and it's going to save you a crazy amount of time, right? So that's what I would personally do. There are other tools as well. A machete, for example, does a very similar job. So those tools, by the way, are for .com.uk and .co.uk and .de now as well with Jungle Scout. A machete will cover all the other European marketplaces if you are researching there, right? So that's the tool side. The tools are pretty simple. The important thing is what you do with them, right? So I am going to look down the list of, say, the top 16 sellers. Might be the top 24 these days, depending on how Amazon has organized your page. And I want to know, is there enough demand? Now, in the USA, it's not that common to find a product where they sell very, very few widgets. The problem in the USA is more on the competition side, which we'll look at in a second. The demand side, however, can be a problem in the UK and especially in other European marketplaces like France and above all Italy and Spain, if you insist on going into those early on. The demand can be so low that you could be number one on page one and you're still only selling a very small number of widgets a month. Now, as I've said previously, I don't care if I'm selling a very few widgets as long as the profit per widget is decent, right? So I don't really mind if I'm only selling 10 widgets a month, if those widgets are selling for $150 and I'm making 100, I'm pretty happy with that. Okay, now that's imagination because I don't yet have that up and it may be that such a thing is hard to do, although other people have done that. But 10 a month is not a huge number of anything, to be honest, but you get the idea. So it's very common in Britain to, in the UK market, I should say, to have quite low sales volume. So the first thing is just to look at the demand side. If the demand is really, really small and the average price per unit is low as well, you're not going to turn over enough money for it to even be worth going through all the hassle, time and effort, which you could be spending on other things. So I wouldn't bother. The opportunity cost of a waste of time product is high because it will take you a lot of work and time, even when you know what you're doing. And the first time out, you won't particularly know what you're doing. Yes, you should get the best training and advice you can, but even so, right, it's going to take you a lot of time and effort. So I promise you it's not worth bothering with if the volume of demand isn't there. So that's the first thing, is I would just want demand, overall demand for page one. Second thing is demand depth. And what I mean by that is simply if I strip out the top one or two sellers by volume, and preferably I'm talking by dollar amounts rather than volume. So for example, if you've got a first page, there's $10,000 worth of sales. That's low for USA, but that's okay, I guess. Maybe you'd rather be looking at $30,000 upwards of sales. But the main thing is this. If you look and you say the top two sellers by dollar value of sales are selling between them $15,000, that only leaves $15,000 between the rest of them. Now, that sounds like borderline for me. If, for example, you find a market in the UK, and this is very plausible, where a whole of page one is only worth £5,000, and you strip out the top seller, and then you discover the rest of it is only worth £2,500 a month, well, then that means I'm not going to really bother with that, okay? So on the demand side, it's pretty simple: demand overall for page one and demand depth. In other words, is it dominated by one seller, which really tells us about competition, which is the next area that we're going to address in the next video slash episode. Let me know, by the way, about these shorter episodes, if you like this format or not. I'm trying to make it more video friendly, but it may be that it's too short for you if you're used to really longer episodes you want to get some meat into while you're listening in the car or whatever. Give me feedback as ever. Come to the Facebook group, that's the easiest place, amazingfba.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. The other thing I'd love to ask you is, what is your single biggest block to making progress with your Amazon business? Is it product selection? Is it supplier selection? Is it dealing with suppliers? Are you having hassle with freight? What about when it gets to Amazon? Are you having trouble listing products? Are you getting low conversions, low sales? You can't get traffic. What is it that if you solve that one thing would shoot your business forwards? Let me know. I'd love to hear you, and I'll try and help you with some answers. And I will, if there are enough people, create some tailored content specifically to help you and your problem. So the easiest places to do it are to hit me up on email, michael@amazingfba.com, or come to the Facebook group, amazingfba.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. So I'm going to leave that there today. And the next thing we're going to talk about with the whole product selection thing is competition. Who else is out there, what they're selling, and what that means to you and your selection process. So we'll talk about that next video. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.